and study program for students in their career areas, and they alternate a quarter of work with a quarter of a study here on campus, and they here, yes, it has been, excuse me, one of the more successful programs across the country in terms of getting students involved into their career areas before they leave college.
That's great.
And it is a, right, yeah, it's a, it gives them a chance to really become experienced, somewhat experienced in their job area, and also enlightens them as to what jobs are available or what careers are available and within their college majors and this type of thing, and then they can test one out and see if this is what they're interested in before they actually go any further in it.
And then get some head start.
Yeah, right. From what I can understand, quite a few employers give priority to students who have finished college with this type of experience, because quite a few jobs that are available want people with experience rather than with a degree per se.
Yes. So, yeah, that's good too. So they would usually take some, how long, about 5 years to finish on campus?
Well, you mean with a college degree?
Yeah, before.
Well,
did it go in the summer too?
No. Well, I wouldn't know, because since we are basically involved here with 2 year students, now we don't know how long it would take them in order to get a college degree. We know what it takes for them to get a 2 year degree, an associate science or associate arts degree here. But one of the things that, one of the advantages that a student has here in terms of a cooperative education is that since he does not necessarily have to declare a major here, he can have this as one of the options that he takes to a 4 year institution before he really gets into an area at any length or to any depth, and he can know if this is, have a pretty good idea rather, if this is what he really wants to be involved in. See, then he can, when he transfers to a 4 year institution, then he has this going for him.
Right, right. Okay, how many students here go on to 4 year institutions?
I really don't have that information. I would imagine, so we, other graduates, well, it would be difficult for me to say, because I don't have that information readily. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about your education. Where did you start from? Where was
school? Okay. Kindergarten.
Did you go to kindergarten?
Of sorts.
Yeah.
Not really. Let's say I started school in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Crystal, tell me how old you are.
31. I'll be 32 in October. I had to do some subtracting because I never.
You don't keep track.
I don't keep track. No, I don't have found any need to.
Except for surveys, huh?
Yeah, and I have never done one of these before, so I don't know. I have to start counting my fingers and toes and things. When I run out of fingers and toes, I'm in a heap of trouble.
That's right. Boy, you're
I started school at what was in Crichton, and it was called the Crichton Colored Elementary. And I started in what they call the Prima. They didn't have kindergarten. C-R-I-C-H-T-O-N. Crichton, yeah.
I'm interviewing somebody this morning who lives in Crichton. Let's see. John McCoy. He went to Ms. Eleanor's school.
Ms. Who?
Elnora?
Yeah, Elnora, yeah.
You know about that?
Okay. I've heard of it, but I never did go.
Now, what's it called?
Elementary. I started school there in what was called a Prima. They had at that time, a Prima, had a first grade, second on up the line. And the Prima was basically designed for students who were preschool, who were 5 years old.